All right, welcome back to All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz, 1-800-859-0957. You can text as well, 1-800-859-0WJR. The lines are filling up. We're going to get to your calls. I want to do something before we get to your calls real quick, though. In the 2024 Michigan Supreme Court election, dark money played a crucial role in supporting Democratic nominees, including Kyra Harris-Bolden and Kimberly Ann Thomas, who won by significant margins. The largest contributor was the Justice Project Action, a nonprofit based in Massachusetts, which spent $4.4 million backing the Democratic candidates. This organization, like others in the dark money sphere, did not disclose its donors, raising concerns about the transparency and accountability of its financial backing. Let's bring in Todd Flood of Flood Law. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hey, Kevin, I'm great.
This bothers me. I know dark money's in all of these elections, but when I think about the courts and large amounts of money coming in and not knowing who the donors are, how do you know if there's a conflict down the road? How do you know if the judge ends up with a case involving one of these dark money donors?
You really don't until there's transparency in it. You know, it's an elected office. It's not an appointment, but our United States Supreme Court has already ruled on, you know, these super PACs and PACs that talk about the legalities. And it is, you know, they've opined that these PACs are legal and can be, you know, used. But candidly, as a lawyer going in front of a judge, you would want to have some transparency as it relates to, you know, is there a conflict on the other side? Am I arguing against, you know, an institution here that was the one that you know, was the straw that broke the camel's back to getting the person elected of this $4.5 million? You would want to have that transparency. But unfortunately, in today's day and age, the way our system works with elected officials and not appointed officials, that can become a serious question. You hope that when we go in front of, and, you know, as lawyers, we all know we work in a fishbowl. Everyone knows everyone's reputation, good, bad, and different. And that, you know, the judicial side of this is that there isn't a bias or a prejudice leaning one way or the other. And that you do have someone that's sitting up there that's blind and doesn't have impartiality. That's the system for which we live in. And I can tell you, for the most part, I would say, yes, that is the case. We have great, you know, great judges, but it doesn't always work that way. And anyone that says it doesn't, you know, is on a fool's errand, because there are cases that you kind of scratch your head coming away with that you seem there was a slant.
The Justice Project Action, it's a nonprofit based in Massachusetts. And not only did they donate, they were the largest donor. They spent $4.4 million on this. Do we want people in Massachusetts determining who's on the Supreme Court in Michigan?
Well, you know, there's a cause, right? And so you balance our Supreme Court. We had a lopsided Supreme Court in the state of Michigan where everything was too far to the right. And now we have a balanced court where, you know, you can tell the positions and leanings of where judicial arms rest one way or the other, what they decide. But the fact of the matter is, you're asking, hey, listen, if this pact over here in Massachusetts or wherever, Texas and the conservative side of things, if they throw $5 million, $4 million into the campaigns of these two, three, whatever it is, people running for office, do we want that? Well, that's the question of, they're not appointed. The governor doesn't appoint. And if that could be a problem too, look at, you know, where our Supreme Court is at times. For the United States. But that's the nature of the beast for which we live. And the fact of the matter is that we are hoping we get a balance, not too far to the left, not too far to the right, that people come to it, read the law, interpret the law, read the facts, understand the facts, and apply that to the law, and don't have a lean slant one. So it's the system for where we live. And I don't see any other way around that system as long as we have judges that run for and have to pay for ads. It's all about money. It's all about getting messaging out there. It's all about elections. And how else are they going to do it? It's, you know, other than the almighty buck to pay for those things that are necessary to get elected.
Well, if they take away the anonymity, it would help. These anonymous donors being able to give unlimited amounts without people knowing who they are and who they gave to is a problem. And
sure would.
And if the solution is not to get rid of dark money, then the only solution is to get bigger donors if you're on the other side. It's like the NIL. It's like Michigan football needs a quarterback, so just outbid. I don't like it much, Todd, but I appreciate you coming on and talking about it with us.
My pleasure, my friend. Be well.
Thanks so much. Have a good day.